Kind of fill you in on our last couple days coming in Sunday night. We wanted to get in so we could have some work yesterday. So the people at Rice took great care of us. It's a terrific setup for us. We practiced yesterday, had some meetings in the morning, and then went through a practice yesterday afternoon, just kind of getting back into our rhythm, into our process that we go through to get ready, which led us into last night and having the opening night. Today's more back into our game plan mode, and the rest of the week follows that format that we're so familiar with. For us on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays to get ready. And we love that process. It's definitely the reason that we're here is that we have owned that. So we're fortunate that we're able to get right back into the routine that that we all like so much. So with that, I'd be glad to open it up to your guys' questions, and we'll get this day started.
Dan, you're starting four rookies on defense. Where do you get the confidence to trust such young players, and how does that affect a game like this where the opposing coaching staff and quarterback are so experienced?
Well, we have no control over their experience and their background, so what we can control is our readiness. And I've been very pleased with their development over this time, and their coaches, you know, the early meetings, the extra stuff they've done to get ready. Way back when, we knew there'd be some growing pains just to learn the system, how fast you could get up to speed. One of the things that that I do see from our team now, our young guys are playing like older guys, and our older guys are now playing like young guys, so to speak. So that's good to see with the Babineaus and Freenies of the world who do have the experience, and Tyson Jackson, and then to see our young guys come of age, so to speak, within the system has been a great start for us. So what we can control is our readiness, our mindset, you know, the style and attitude we want to play. And that's a part of the good thing about being young, too, that you don't have too much other stuff to worry about other than just getting ready and getting your game in order.
Yeah, Coach Dan, what did you get out of practice from Alex Mack and Julio yesterday, and what are you anticipating that you'll get out of them, you know, the rest of the week here?
Well, both of them were limited yesterday, and Julio looked great. And so for him to get rolling just like he did right off the bat, you could feel his intent. You could feel the energy he did. For Alex, it was equally as important for him to get moving and to, you know, to feel that he could participate like he could and felt comfortable. So both of them will ramp up their work over the next 2 days, on Wednesday and Thursday specifically. But I was encouraged by both of them on the first day of the week for us.
Middle right.
Yes.
Hi, Dan. You faced this Patriots team 2 years ago in the Super Bowl when you were with the Seahawks. I'm wondering how that experience might be able to help you this time around.
Well, it's a good question, and one that you do look for, you know, some of the, you know, the scheme and style that a team would like to play. When you get into a game, you keep digging into the tape to get familiar with the team style. Oftentimes, we'll tell the players really get into the evaluating of the player they're going to play against. It might be, you know, if you're a corner playing a receiver, or a receiver looking at a corner, an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, et cetera. And then for the staff, we try to dig so much into the scheme. We play a system that we play a lot of middle field defense. So some of the concepts that we may see from one team to another may be familiar. They've got a big playbook, that I can tell you. So we've got our work cut out for us, knowing they can go to a lot of different packages to attack. The way they featured, you know, for years, the running backs, the receivers, how they can break off people in man-to-man, those are things that we have to be prepared for. The quarterback has done a great job in terms of the accuracy of where to go with the ball at the right spot. We've got to find ways to affect him. And also, defensively, we're at our best when we can really play fast. So too much overthinking, too much game plan can sometimes jam you up. You have to find that right balance as a coach to make sure that the team is playing at max speed, where we can have the aggressiveness, the hitting that we'd like to, and hopefully force a few takeaways in that way, too.
Coach Quinn, way in the back here. Two questions for you. First,
sure.
You mentioned Dwight Freeney, an old guy playing like a young guy. What have you seen from him this season, maybe finding the fountain of youth?
Well, first off, with Free, I think it's the preparation that goes into his game. And it's been very valuable for other teammates to see there is a spot I can bring my preparation, my intent to, into the game. He has terrific work habits, both on and off the field. So that one for sure has been there. When he first came here, we were going to try to feature him at the spot that what he's done so well, put him at right defensive end and let him rush. And that, when we first got connected, that's what we said we'd do. Intentionally, we've used him some on third downs in our two-minute package. And then over the last few weeks with the injury to Claiborne, we're fortunate that he's able to ramp up more reps. And we'll certainly count on him for that again this week.
Thanks,
And then the second part.
Yeah, the second question was, is several of your players mentioned that your defense made their offense so much better and made them the top offense in the NFL because they hold everybody so accountable. Can you just comment on how your defense has made your offense better?
Well, it honestly goes both ways. And the term that we use is iron sharpens iron. And we do work against one another each week in practice. And so some fans may not know that. We're in a practice, oftentimes you show a look of what the other team is doing. We definitely do that. But the other part of our practice we do is we like to compete against one another. And having that speed, you can imagine the difficulty, you know, looking at the backs, covering them, guarding our receivers, going against the offense. And same thing for the defense, you know, to make sure we're staying on guys and playing as aggressive as we can. So those periods that we do against one another are a real factor for us. And that's a byproduct of that, is that this team is more connected. They have to compete for one another. And doing it at practice is a big part of that.
Dan,
yes.
One of the guys, one of your young players, Deion Jones, as you know, only started 1 year in college. What's his learning curve been like from the beginning of the year until now?
Sure, it's a great question regarding Deion. And although he only started 1 year at LSU, he had plenty of experience. And when we went all the way back with Thomas and myself through the process with him, we wanted to learn him and find out as much as we can. And that's the real challenge when the rookies come in. And for the coaches, how well can we learn the guys so we can feature them in the best way? And when you spend all that time together and you challenge them, you find out all the unique things they can do, we knew he could run. And we knew the hit factor was there. And then could we get all the rules down for him? There was definitely a shift in his game, I'd say about 5 or 6 weeks ago, where not only did he have his assignment down, he could get the communication out to other players. That's when we saw a shift, take place, where not only can he take care of his assignment, but he can tell the guy who's right next to him, hey, this alert, this may happen. But we've been really pleased with his development so far.
Coach, over here. Hey, Allison Foxville in Colorado. Kind of talk to me about Ben Garland. He plays offense, he plays defense, and he went to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs for us. Kind of describe the player he is for you guys.
Well, this could take a while. He's one that has a special spot on our team. He's a man of great character, and the work ethic is what sets him apart. He's somebody that's going to be there early. He's going to stay late. Oftentimes, he's the first guy on the practice field working stuff at center. He wants to stay after, work extra things. The fact that he has a defensive background, he played defensive line at the academy and then went and converted over to offensive line. So it was something that we tried way back in training camp. Hey, could this be another thing that you could do? I know you play center and guard in our kickoff return. Can you also add this into it? And in typical Ben fashion, absolutely. So that's when the first process began with him. We've been really pleased with his development. He's earned the respect of the other teammates because of that work ethic that he brings each day. So he's been a real factor for us. It's one of the terms we use is guys that don't show up on the stat sheet but own their role, and Ben exemplifies that on our team as well as anybody.
Dan, down here.
Yep.
Two questions. First one related to music. It changed a lot at practice when you became coach. Is that something you wanted to bring with you, and did you sort of have to study up to some degree in terms of what guys were listening to? And you seem to enjoy picking out the music.
Well, we do. Honestly, the first part, there is a byproduct of the music. One, we wanted the beats to be fast, so we could feel that energy. There, over 100 beats a minute to get rolling. The second part of that is we knew where we were going to play to get our crowd into it. We wanted noise to be available for the defense, and then also offensively where that verbal and nonverbal communication could take place, within the offense and the defense. So each week somebody was going to have to deal with some crowd noise as it went. We did make it a competition in terms of some of the music that was played. So we've had different DJs that have come through. We call them DJs, but they're really, part of our organization. And it's been a big job to fill to be a DJ in the playlist, because you definitely get some critics out there amongst the 63 guys on the field and the coaches. So we've had a lot of fun with it.
Then the second question is, I think you told me last week, you've always been the guy who kind of spoke in bumper stickers, I think is how you put it.
Yep.
Have you always been that way? And how many different catchphrases do you think you guys have had this year?
I'd say we probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of you know, 8 or 10 things that that we like to stay consistent. The real reason behind it, Jeff, is to make sure our messaging stays the same. And so when one person is talking to another, it's not where it's in different things. Yeah, that's just like this or just like that. We'd rather it be in terms that are, that when one thing is said, it really clearly means something to you. So they are important for us as our messaging goes. They don't always stay the same for the entire year. Some things may require different things for that game or for that time in your season. So it does change. But I'd say there's probably somewhere between 8 to 12 that are definitely ones that we stand by.
Dan, over here. So this is a related question, but several of your players, some of your assistant coaches, have talked about how well you have connected with your players in this short amount of time. Can you talk about the thinking behind that? I know these are some specific things, the music, the
yep.
bumper sticker approach and such, but how have you done that, and what's your philosophy been with that?
The biggest connection that you try to make with a player is to get to know them, so you have to understand the very clearest way of how far you can help that player develop or how far they can go. Sometimes a player may not even know how far they can go or the vision of how good they can be. And that's one of the things I love so much about coaching is explaining, you know, this role or this player, what you can be. And I felt like that's always been our job as coaches, to take every player on our roster as far as we can. And that's kind of our same message as the beginning of training camp begins. For all 90 of these guys, can we take every player as far as we can? It doesn't mean all guys are going to make it and stay on our team, but it does mean we're going to give all the guys the reps, all of them the push, so they have their opportunity to do that. It is more challenging as a head coach when you're a position coach to get to know your, you know, could be anywhere from 5 to, call it the offensive line, you know, 12 guys. And then as a coordinator, the group grows bigger. And then when you become a head coach, how do you find those moments to connect with the players to make sure, you know, we're looking out for you and we want to find that we can do the very best for you. It doesn't happen overnight, and I definitely wanted that to happen overnight, and it didn't. But I can tell you the time, it's not easy to go through that, but it's worth it to take that time for each player to make sure, you know, man, we're going to try and take it as far as we can with you. And that's the goal for all the coaches. And then from my message down through the coaches, down through the team, that has to be, you know, constantly moving. If it had just been me down to the players without the assistant coaches, it wouldn't have had the same connection. So, or if it had been just my message just to the coaches and they didn't get it to the players, it wouldn't have been the same connection. So it is really important that we're all connected. We all talk in the same way, as Jeff was referring to earlier. So there is no disconnect on our team.
Thomas Dimitroff had said yesterday you'd approached him at some point and said you wanted the best head coach GM relationship in all of pro sports. Where do you feel you are with him in that relationship, and just your thoughts on the team that he's put together?
It is, and that's a challenge that that he and I have thrown out to each other, and we've got some great models to look at, not just in football but all across sports. So years and years, hopefully from now, people can look back and say, you know, I really appreciate what Thomas and Dan did and the style that they went after it together in that partnership to make, you know, their organization just as good and as strong as it could be. So it's one that we hold each other accountable to, make sure we're holding up our end of the deal. But fortunately for us, we've seen some great models, not just in our own game, but in basketball and baseball as well. So it's one that we're striving to, and we're going to keep battling for. And knowing that it doesn't happen overnight, but he and I together, we feel like we can just keep growing stronger and stronger and help our organization grow even stronger and stronger.
Coach, two questions for you. First, what have you contribute the jump in offensive production is in terms of what Kyle Shanahan is doing that offense, and then the players' comfort within it?
Sure, it's a great question regarding our offense, and the first one for us is we've had a much clearer vision of our taking care of the football. So I love using turnover margin because it's this team stat. Now you could say, well, it's just offense related or defense related. It's not, okay? It's the way that the defense can go after the ball, but it's the attitude and style that the offense takes care of it. We're much clearer to that vision now than we ever have been in terms of taking care of the ball. So number one, that was by far when we came through the offseason, what did we struggle with the most? That was at the top of the list. We did some terrific things. We played really well on third down. We ran it well. You know, we owned time of possession. But our turnover margin, offensive, defensively, wasn't on point. And then the second piece is when we got together and you're in it a second year together, you had a much clearer vision of all the things that a player can do. How do we feature the running backs? How do we add, you know, when we added the receivers into this year's group, how do we feature those guys? What are some of the things that our quarterback does best? So offensive line, what's the run plays and the action that we do best? So all of those things are a combination of that, taking care of the ball, and then having a real clear vision of where you can take a player to and featuring them in the best way. What makes Gabriel and Sanu different? What makes Julio and Sanu different? What makes Freeman and Coleman different? How do we feature those guys? Now that Tammy's not there, how does Hooper factor in more? Those are all things to me, that's a fun part of coaching, because here's our guys, and then how do we best feature them on the things that they do great? Not the things that they can't do, but the things that they do really well.
And then second question on Matt Ryan, is there a moment on or off the field this season that you saw in him that was going to explode into this type of season?
I don't know if there's one moment, but what I can tell you about him is the amount of grit and determination he has. It started way back, I would say around this time last year, where he was going to try to take his game to a new spot. And it's a challenging task when you're already playing at a really high level. How do you go to a higher one? And he nailed that. And I use the term, it's much like a New Year's resolution. Sometimes people want to do this in their game or change something in their game. And over time, that may fade. The thing that that I admire so much about him, and especially this year, he has not backed off. That took on from the offseason, that went into OTAs. He came in on a man on a mission. He wanted to have the best training camp he's ever had. And then when we're trying to find to get 1% better, it may be his footwork, maybe balance, he's not backed off that. He's continually to find ways to improve his game. And not only has it affected him, it's affected other guys in our team as well. So I got a lot of admiration. There wasn't one thing, but what I can say, that one thing is the length. That's having grit, where you can do something over and over and over again and not back off, you know, the passion that you're going after it with.
Mike Clemens. Dan, in your two wins over Green Bay this year, the first one, a close finish, Matt, with a winning drive there toward the end. The second one, a decisive win. Are there things that your team can pull from those games in beating Aaron Rodgers and the Packers that can apply this weekend to the Patriots and Tom Brady?
I would say regarding the first game against Green Bay, when you get in those moments, one of the things we've challenged our team on is finish. And when you have those opportunities to go finish, which we did in that game, like you said, scoring, and then Aaron and Green Bay having a chance to come back out and put a drive together, we ended up stopping them on downs. But it's those examples of finish that give you confidence moving forward. I can think of no greater team that you better demonstrate finish against than New England. They've been outstanding at it. So having those kind of moments where you have to know, okay, this is the time we've been looking for. And honestly, as a coach, when you go through the season, you need those moments and you want them, because if we're going to play really well at the end of the year, there's going to be close games. You're going to have to go and battle and win, and you need to be in them. You need to be in those fights, so to speak. And that was a really clear example of being in one of those fights where this game is going to mean something for us later. It doesn't mean you're going to win them all. But what it does mean, when you get in those times, when you get a chance to finish, and you do, it does give you confidence. I like being in those situations. I like our team in it, because I'm not going to say it feels normal, because every game doesn't come down to that. But it's not an uncomfortable feeling for us being at the end when the game's on the line. And honestly, as a competitor, it's what gives you the most energy, knowing, okay, hey, it's all on the line right here, this play, this is for it. And I do enjoy being in those moments, and I couldn't think of a better team that you better be prepared for those moments than New England.
All right, last one. Dan, at what point were you looped into the caper of the missing Kyle Shanahan game plan, and has there been any policy that you've enacted as a result of that?
Well, it would appear that is one of the oldest tricks in the book, you know, to leave a fake game plan behind, so I'm glad that you guys picked up on that. But honestly, everything was fine. It was resolved rather quickly.